It's a crazy joint, but we need to go in and handle our business because Naz is in the building.
What's up,
sir, man? Oh, man, good to see you, fam.
Good to see you, man. It's been a while.
But, yo, man, when you just walked in, it took me, like, back to those days, man.
Yo.
Do you remember, like, the first time we met? I think it was up in Manhattan. We went to a restaurant just as you were. You weren't even signed. You were on that barbecue joint of Main Source.
Yeah.
And we met then and we hung out. That was with Sincere.
Yeah.
And rest in peace to Harry Forbes.
That's right. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, he was a good soldier, man.
Oh, man. Those are good days.
Yeah, for real. And then the first time you came to the UK, we hung around in my black Jeep and we was running around crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we went to Brixton.
We were hanging out, man.
Yeah. Every time I come see you, I'm hit with that flashback, man.
Exactly.
Good times, man.
How old were you then?
Maybe, I think, 20. 20.
Just, yeah.
Just 20, yeah.
And it was all new, man.
Everything was brand new. God, what a roller coaster ride it has been, man.
Yeah, man. From there to now. And then I remember seeing you up, like, in the midst of all that beef with Jay at its height, up at Marley's crib.
Marley Mar.
Exactly. And you were rolling with Freddie Fox?
Yeah, yeah. Freddie Fox was somewhere around.
Yeah, man. Jeez, man. Good to see you, Naz.
What up, my dude?
The show was historic. I had people on the texts, on the phones, talking how crazy it was up there. Emotional.
Yo, serious, man. Serious, man. London, amazing, man. Yeah.
You went in on the solo set.
Yeah.
Damien went in the solo set.
Yeah.
Jamrot's situation.
Yo, I'd like to give a shout out to my brother Damien. It's his birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to the kid, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gongzilla.
Oh, man. Yeah. Now, how did the team up came?
Oh, man. You know, I did Road to Zion with Damien.
Yes.
On his last album. And I like how he get down. I like his get down. I like his work. I met his brother Steven. I like how they get down, you know what I mean? And we've been talking about doing more work. We were supposed to do something on the Dead album, Hip Hop is Dead album. And we never materialized. So we've been talking back and forth, and then we just planned to do like an EP. But we just kept going and just did an album.
Exactly. Why stop the work ethic, baby, if it's flowing?
Yeah, we were flowing. His work ethic is some of the most focused work ethic I've ever seen in my life, you know what I mean? So he's ill.
Did you get to talk about his father at all?
Say that?
Did you get to talk about his father at all?
Yeah, but it mostly is crew. His crew. Because there's dudes that really remember his pop, who are older than him. Stories of Bob coming to pick up Steven from school in a BMW. Just regular stuff. Fishing.
Yeah.
Bob taking the kids fishing and stuff.
Football.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff. He didn't drink. Bob didn't drink.
But he made up for that with other things.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. A lot of stories, man. The house is out there in Jamaica. I've been planning. I got to get out there to the house and get in the studio. And they build a Bob Marley resort in the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a lot of learning. I'm still learning about the culture. It's just real love, though. You know what I mean?
Are you thinking of growing your hair with a view of locking it?
Nah, man, leave that to Wheezy.
Alright, that lane is done. I think you'd make a great trip.
Hey, yo, man, actually, man, I had them just on the top.
Oh,
this
for
is
real?
Like 1989.
Some funky dread stuff.
I had a fade.
Oh,
with
yes.
The top with the dreads and a part. You don't want to see that. I hope.
A mess. Pictures... Was that when Das FX was hitting? Maybe Fousnickens.
That was before. That was, yeah. You got Fousnickens, De La Soul.
Oh, my, a mess.
I was trying to find myself or something. I don't know,
Do you know who had the worst period of trying to find themselves?
Who?
Do you remember when Run DMC went a little funny?
All right, let's come clean. How did you dress?
Yo, man, I was always very cool and dapper, Dan.
No. Come on. Give us the Run DMC story. You was dressing like Run DMC.
No, I was not dressing like... When Run DMC was cool in the leather jackets and the hats and the Adidas and the black... Great. But then they had that moment when they brought out...
When they turned the Onyx. When they turned, they had the ball heads. But they had a right to turn to Onyx because they signed the Onyx. They found the Onyx. They put the Onyx out. Jam Master Jay and all that.
Yeah, shout out to Jay all day, baby. Yeah. One of the realest in the game.
Yeah, rest in peace, yeah.
So we're in the last 10 minutes, so I mean, normally we'd be playing music, but I think it'd be nice just to conversate because, you know, it's good to have fam up in here, man. Now...
Yeah.
Are you back on your work ethic, man? Because sometimes you go missing, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes this lulls, baby.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, you feeling, get your grizzle on hard right now?
Very hard, you know.
You hear it, man. I can see that glint in your eye, baby.
Yo.
Do you know what I'm saying? That little hunger's back.
Yeah, nah, it's very on, man. It's on, man. But I've been good, though, man, because my man D, he holds me down, man. And we're happy to finish the record and tour. We toured throughout the U.S., very, very successful.
Yes.
Tour in Europe has been very successful. But I'm definitely looking at my solo project. It's
absolutely
one of the most important records of my life. You know what I mean? So
yes. This is a redefining time.
I'm happy to be here, man. I love the state of the game, you know what I mean? It's like I love it, man.
Do you sometimes forget how much love you have here?
You always do. You never know what happens, man. Yeah. You never know. We can wake up one day and you're forgotten about, or you wake up one day and
it's moved on.
Yeah. The game changes, you know what I mean? So I'm just really
But Nas fans are for life up here, man.
I hope so.
Oh, man. So the solo joint, what is going to happen with that, man? How are you feeling to go in and handle yours?
Man, it's going to be magic. Mm-hmm. That's all I feel. I feel a magic thing happening, brewing. Mm. I really feel like I keep calling it a magic moment. Mm. That's what it's going to be. I feel it, the stuff I'm writing down, the directions that I'm thinking about going into. You know, it doesn't even matter what producers, if it's Swiss Beats, if it's Premier, if it's Alchemist, Dr. Dre, Kanye West, all of these guys are guys that I love and guys that I've been talking to about getting in a project. Actually, Kanye hit me up, say, I want to do the album. Mm. I want to produce the album and RZA, you know what I mean? So I heard Kanye's album and it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? The new album's crazy. Mm. So I was just listening to Drake stuff. I've been inspired by Drake. Drake shout out to me on his album.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? For his mind state for the album, he says. Mm. And he says my whole name, Nasir Jones, thank you for... Mm. And Kanye's like, yo, man. So those dudes inspire me to go in there and really do what I'm supposed to do at this day and age, at my place in the game. Deliver. I gotta deliver right now. Yeah.
It feels like hip hop is made up of these moments when things are just right to happen. And the energy level and the determination and the talent is just there. I mean, we really need you right now.
Yo, bruh, you scared? I'm getting scared.
Pressure. Oh, man, we're talking crazy to you right now. We're talking crazy to you right now.
Yo, I'm ready, though. I'm ready, man. I listen to Drake, Rick Ross. Rick Ross right now is crazy.
On fire.
Yeah.
Yo, man, let's forget everything.
Yeah, man.
We don't care.
Yeah, man.
We don't care.
So I'm happy, man. It's going to be good. Magic. It's going to be magic, man.
It's good to have you back, fam.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you held some time for me up here, man, because I'm getting ready to get out of here, and you held some time for me to come up here and see you.
Oh, man.
Because I cannot come through the town and not see my dude.
I appreciate that, man. There's certain cats who always remember that, man, and I hold that so close to me. Snoop said, you can't come to the kingdom and not see the prince.
Big.
And all I can say is thank God he was talking about me. Oh, man, that would have hurt otherwise.
Come on, man. Already know you historic, man, with this game, man. Nobody can front on you worldwide. You historical, bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm yeah. just taking the positive things of those sort of words and using them about myself.
Real rap.
Oh, real we come back from an era when it was so different, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Tell me, bro. You know what I mean? Now, like, it's, like, amazing just to see what's going on. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I remember we was just really fighting to say, yo, fighting for airtime, fighting this for people to, like, hold us down and say, all right, this should be on the radio. That, like, there was no spins like we get yes. today. There was no hip-hop concerts like they are today. It's so big right now. You know? Yeah. So,
there's the whole generation there.
I never thought I'd be doing this long. I tell you that, because it's like, I just want to get a little paper, get a Benz, and get out the game, you know what I mean? Go do something else. Go to school or something, you know what I mean? But it just happened to stick around, and there's more artists that come into the game every day that just keep me going. So it's love, man. And the game won't let me go, neither, so, you know what I mean?
Now, we've got questions here from, like, super Nas fans like my man Valente. He says, how hard has it been to stay true to himself with the majority of the hip-hop world wants to move towards the mind-numbing side of things?
I don't know how to do nothing else.
Exactly.
All I do is me. I don't know how to do nothing else. Everybody, do what you do. I just do me. Mm. Straight up. I just do what I want to do. Mm. I grew up listening to this thing, this beast, the rap. I grew up listening to it. You know what I mean? And it's just, I take from them. I take from the old school. And that's my motivation, is what they did back then. I just want to contribute. That's it.
And that original vibe, that original energy, man. Now, I just want to throw this in real fast because I keep my eye on the time. I have to ask, would you care to freestyle today?
I was writing something on the
wall. Oh, my gosh! What? Why are we wasting time?
Don't hold it against me, man. I was just writing this thing right now. Let me see. Let me see if I got something. Let me find it.
Is this beat good, or would you like to...
Nah, try, because I don't even know how to... I don't even know how to set the flow. I might need a faster beat. I don't know how. I was just writing this to no beat, keeping it piling. Keep
that?
Heat with the silences. Learning Greek and Italian, speaking while kings. Nah, this ain't ready.
Man! This is the ultimate act of cheating. This is like being butt naked in bed with a girl, and she said, I've got a headache.
Oh, yeah, headache. I got a headache. Sorry, London. Sorry.
Oh, man, you can't tease us. Take a minute. Let me play a record and you regroup.
Maybe.
Okay, we've got 2 minutes left. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what, though? Let's do something special, though. We could do something special.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Take a minute, lace it up.
Yeah, I'm not playing myself, London. I'm not going to do that. After all of that, we just talked.
Oh, my God.
All of that magic moment stuff I was talking about, I can't mess that up with something I just wrote that ain't finished.
I'd be walking out here getting a happy slap. Oh, my God, I can't do that to myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got you, though, next time around.
Now, your personal business has been in the news heavy. Any comments?
Nope. I never was that kind of dude, you know what I mean? I just really, it took me by surprise that today's game, though, no matter who you are, you can wind up out there. Your business be out there, you know what
strong.
I mean? It's just, that's just the way it is, you know? I don't know what to do about that. You can't control it. It just is what it is, man, you know what I mean?
Out there loose.
I wish everybody the best. I can say that. I wish the best for everybody. I ain't tripping. Life is life. I love life. You know what I mean? You live and learn, and you just keep growing. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
And all those issues of the heart and everything else is a lot.
It's tough, bruh.
Yeah.
But, yo, I dive in. I goes in, man.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I still think marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
I think it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's just, you got to be strong to weather the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think it's a good thing to marry, you know what I mean? But you got to be strong to weather the ups and downs. I had great hopes.
Yeah.
I thought we was going to go do it. Yeah. Big, you know what yeah. I mean? But
forever.
Two people are not, we got to become one mind in a way, you know what I mean? And two people think about life different. They see things different, and then you just grow in different directions, you know what I mean? But I had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a great time, really, bro.
And you got a beautiful son.
Yeah, shout out to my son, Knight. Knight will be one tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations, my brother.
Yeah.
Please, can we just recognize